This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees in Bihar. He will flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and the Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 660 megawatt Buxar thermal power plant. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. He will also flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 7.2 kilometer long, six-lane elevated Kona Expressway worth over 1,200 crore rupees. Railways will operate 12,000 special trains for Bihar during Diwali and Chhath Puja. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made this announcement following a meeting in Delhi with Bihar NDA leaders to assess railway preparations for the upcoming festivals. Mr. Vaishnaw stated that based on discussions regarding the travel needs of the public, the ministry has planned not only additional trains but also several new schemes and infrastructure initiatives to improve services.
जो दीपावली और छठ के आगामी दो बड़े त्योहार हैं, इसके लिए विशेष व्यवस्था की जाए ऐसी डिस्कशन में आया और साथ ही साथ ये भी ध्यान रखा जाए कि किस तरह से हमारे यात्रियों को रिटर्न जर्नी में सुविधा हो। तो इस चर्चा के बाद में ये तय हुआ 12,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी जिससे कि यात्रियों को इन दो बड़े पर्वों पर किसी भी प्रकार की असुविधा न हो।
News just in, Lok Sabha adjourned till 12 noon amid ruckus by opposition members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while co-chairing the 26th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission meeting in Moscow with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Martunov. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded all-time highest net addition of 21.89 lakh members during the month of June this year. The figure represents an increase of 9.14%, marking the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control the Gaza city. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, approved the plan yesterday, which will be reviewed by Israel's security cabinet later this week. The Israel Defense Forces said that to support the operation, Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, allowing active duty soldiers to join the mission. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense detected 22 Chinese aircraft and 5 Chinese naval vessels operating around its territorial waters today. As per the MND, of the 22 aircraft, 15 crossed the median line and entered Taiwan's southwestern air defense identification zone, while 5 planned vessels operating around Taiwan were detected. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival is beginning today till Saturday, 23rd of August, at the iconic Dal Lake in summer capital Srinagar. More than 500 athletes from 36 states and union territories will be participating in the competitive sports events of rowing, canoeing and kayaking. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs Raksha Nikhil Kharse, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and CM Umar Abdullah will grace the inaugural ceremony in Srinagar this evening. News just in, Rajya Sabha also adjourned till 2 p.m. amid ruckus by opposition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.